To start our program today, the state of Michigan's roads have gotten a lot of attention lately. And if you drive or pay attention to the state legislature, you know why. Our roads are just flat out awful. But what about Michigan's bridges? It turns out many of those are in need of major repairs as well. According to the results of an analysis released last week by the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, nearly one in four of the state's 11,000 bridges was found to be, quote, structurally deficient or functionally obsolete, unquote. Mike Nystrom is the executive vice president of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, which is a construction trade group that advocates for increased funding for the state's transportation system. He joins us now to discuss the report on Michigan's bridges. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
When you say structurally deficient or functionally obsolete, what do those things mean exactly?
Well, structurally deficient is more of a concern. Structurally deficient is there's issues with the foundation, there's issues possibly with the beams, there may be holes in the deck going across the bridge. They're public safety concerns. Functionally obsolete is maybe more of a bridge that is outdated. It is in good repair potentially, but maybe two lanes and there's been development that has occurred around the area, and that bridge could now be four lanes to better handle the traffic in the area.
And how does the ratio break down? Are there a lot more functionally, there are more functionally obsolete than there are structurally deficient, since you're saying structurally deficient is a bigger concern.
Sure. Our bridges across the state, literally we have one in eight that are structurally deficient. So think about your travels around town. You can go over eight bridges very easily throughout a daytime, and you're going over potentially at least one bridge in eight that is structurally deficient, has some issue going on with it. Now, we aren't suggesting the sky is falling here. In the end, these bridges are inspected at least once every 2 years, and many of them are inspected every single year. So if there was a real issue, they would shut that bridge down.
Hmm. Now, your study found 101 bridges out of a total of 237 here in Ingham County, 101 out of 237 that fit one category or the other, structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. That's the fifth worst in the state. Can you give us an example of a local bridge in bad need of repair?
Sure. You know, you think about your travels. Eastern Ingham County, you have Okemos Road. There is a bridge right there that numerous people travel over that is in very rough shape. It's very old, and you can tell as you travel across it. It's right there as you cross the Red Cedar River, right by the park in Okemos.
The Camelback Bridge.
That's right. Yeah. That one is in real rough shape. There are a couple of them.
What's wrong with it?
Well, there's issues on the foundation. There's issues in the structure of the bridge. But as you can tell as you pass over it, it's very narrow too. So that would put it into a functionally obsolete situation as well. So some bridges can be both.
Give us a little bit more context, though, here. I mean, in a perfect world, the number of structurally deficient or functionally obsolete bridges is obviously zero. In the real world, is there some number of deficient or obsolete bridges that the public should simply accept, or should we all be worried until that number is zero?
Well, there are certainly bridges that are in real rough shape as far as structurally deficient, but again, this is not a sky is falling routine. We will always have bridges that are in need of repair. We're never going to fix everything perfectly. There's always going to be development going on, and so there will be bridges that will fall into the functionally obsolete over time. Again, we won't be able to fix everything perfectly, but we are going in the wrong direction. Due to lack of proper levels of investment over the last couple decades, we have fallen further and further behind, and this number is increasing. We're literally just shy of 3,000 statewide that fall into these categories out of 11,000 bridges. The state legislature is now debating where we go with future investment, and we're hoping that they look at this as a long-term solution and look to fix these bridges. We shouldn't face pothole seasons like we faced this past year. We should literally expect better here in our state.
Well, again, 3,000 of the 11,000 bridges structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. Again, about how many of those are structurally deficient, though?
About half of those 3,000.
Okay. Have you an estimated cost of how much it would take to make all these repairs to our bridges?
Well, there's been several studies done, Mark, and in the end, the estimation is about $2 billion of additional investment needed for our entire system. That is roads and bridges combined. There hasn't been a breakdown done specifically focused on the bridges. We do direct special monies to our bridge program, and that's how we're keeping up right now.
Our special guest here on Current State, Mike Nystrom, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. A recent study by MITA found that nearly one in four of the state's 11,000 bridges was either structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. Your study found 2,800 bridges altogether. How you prioritize those structurally deficient bridges at the top then. They definitely take precedence here.
Yes, and actually, Mark, this is information that we analyzed. It is information that's based on the reviews that are done every year or two. Again, all of these bridges are inspected every year or two. The reports are filed with the National Bridge Institute. The information is available on the web, and folks can check out the bridges in their area if they'd like to. This is information that is done by engineers, by the owner agencies of the system, both the local and MDOT. And so this is not our information. We just broke it down county by county to point out the issues going on across the state.
How often are our bridges inspected now?
Most are inspected every other year, and many are inspected once a year.
And tell us a little bit more about the funding here. You mentioned the $2 billion figure for road repair in general.
Statewide, we spend about $3 billion a year on our system, and obviously it's not enough. When we're looking at concrete falling off of bridges, looking at pothole seasons, the way we just went through this past winter, it's not enough. So the studies have suggested maybe an additional $2 billion is needed on an annual basis, ongoing, going forward, not a one-time hit, but actually ongoing. And so the legislature is looking into this. They've had all of the information. There's near unanimous recognition of need in the legislature. There's no one out there saying, oh, we don't need to fix our roads and bridges. However, it's very difficult to figure out how we solve this problem. Obviously, we pay for improvements to our roads and bridges through user fees, gas taxes, and registration fees. And in order to increase that, we have to be very creative.
Is there some number of structurally deficient Michigan bridges that are simply closed down that people are having to take detours around?
There are. We've seen that not only on local bridges. There have been instances in the past, Mark, where the load restrictions on certain bridges have dropped to the point where as a bus drives up to the bridge, they offload the students. They have the students walk across the bridge. They drive the bus across empty and then reload the students. If it gets to a certain point, they'll certainly shut that down, and we've seen that on some of the local bridges.
Holy cow. About how long before we're looking at a genuine public safety issue with some of these bridges? Or are we looking at one now? I mean, it would appear if bridges are being closed down like you just described, then there's an issue now.
There is. We've seen that on some major bridges across the state. University Drive down by Chrysler in Oakland County was shut down for over a week recently because MDOT had inspected it and found some major issues going on there. So they shut it down and put temporary structure in place. There was also a couple of lanes at 127 and I-94 in Jackson recently that has been shut down for over a couple months because of structural issues on a portion of the bridge.
What do you make of what's happening right now regarding the current road funding proposal? I'd be curious from your perspective as a bridge guy, what you make of this ongoing road debate.
Sure. It's been going on for a long time. We've been talking about it. As I said, it's a difficult issue. I think this recent pothole season has heightened the public frustration, and therefore we're looking at hopefully a solution. The House of Representatives put forth a proposal, which is a good first step, about $450 million. But obviously, based on the studies that have gone on suggesting the need for $2 billion, it's far short of what we need, 25% of what we need. The biggest challenge that we would have is if we pass something that isn't enough investment, the public's going to believe that all roads and bridges will be fixed, and that just won't be the case. We'll continue to limp along, and that's what we've been doing, Mark. In the end, we've been putting a Band-Aid on where we need major surgery.
What about the inspections themselves, Mike? Is every other, you referred to every other year most bridges get inspected. Is that often enough?
Well, I believe it is, and the public should not be concerned. Our road agencies and the engineers that are out there doing these inspections do a great job. They're very intricate in terms of what they're looking for. So if there were an issue, they would shut that bridge down. They would put temporary structure in place. I don't have concerns with that. And it's not exactly every other year. They're inspected at least once every 2 years. So they might get it every year and a half. And if there are bridges that they find certain public safety issues, they'll look at those more often.
There have been criticisms, at least in the road funding debate, that the distribution of repair funds is a pretty politicized process. Do you face that on the bridge front as well when it comes to funding?
You know, I think that oftentimes they go after worst first. If there's a public safety issue, they're going to take care of that bridge. We certainly never want to see an issue like that happened in Minnesota, where the Minnesota bridge collapse happened. And you should understand, too, that when that collapse happened, Michigan was ranked with worse bridges than Minnesota was.
More worse bridges?
Yes.
Okay. Mike Nystrom is the Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. That's a construction trade group that advocates for increased funding for the state's transportation system. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Mark.